MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 27, 2025. Federal help for food and heating benefits is about to end, and the green crab invasion is the focus of a local summit. Mix of clouds and sun, low 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:43 p.m. The local news of Ipswich Online reports that North Shore advocates are sounding the alarm as the ongoing government shutdown threatens to disrupt the food and home heating benefits many of their clients rely on. Julie LaFontaine, president and CEO of the Open Door Food Pantry, urged Congress to reopen the government before SNAP benefits expire on November 1. Meanwhile, Christian Maychek of Action Inc., Essex County, worries about funding for the Low-Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, which also expires on November 1. On Friday, Governor Maura Healey said that 1 million Massachusetts residents will be unable to access SNAP benefits beginning this week. She pinned the blame squarely on President Trump. She told reporters earlier in the week that Trump is the first president in U.S. history to cut off SNAP benefits to the people in America. In an email to the local news on Friday, Senator Bruce Tarr said local food pantries will need to play an even larger role if SNAP benefits are reduced or eliminated, even for a short period of time. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, "Green crab, an invasive species known for changing coastal habitats and affecting the fishing economy in the region, has potential as harvest for culinary and other markets." That was the consensus of a number of green crab experts who gathered Friday for the first green crab summit at Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School. About 150 commercial fishermen, local politicians, academics, and students, including a large group from Essex Tech's Future Farmers of America chapter, participated in the summit, held in collaboration with the Green Crab Task Force, the Merrimack Valley Planning Commission, and the Governor's Academy in Byfield. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester opened the event, saying the number of green crabs observed in the region has grown dramatically since 2020. Green crabs eat soft-shell clams, oysters, mussels, and even juvenile lobsters, and take over habitat from native crabs. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has said green crabs pose a threat to seagrass and eelgrass, where larval fish hide from predators. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon shares an update on the completion of paving on State Street, Garden Street, and Otis Place.
Speaking of State Street, we got it paved. That was one of the big streets I wanted to do when I took office. It took us a couple of years to get there, and then we had to do it at the end of our paving season this year. But on Tuesday night, we were able to do State Street, we were able to do Garden Street, and Otis Place. Again, all three of those streets desperately needed paving, but particularly State Street, again, which is one of our main streets here in the city. Hats off to the DPS for overseeing that paving. It's not easy. They were up late. I want to thank Acting Director John Carey. I want to Acting Deputy Jen Sullivan and our Highway Foreman Ron Keefe. All did a great job, and it just looks amazing. So if you haven't been down, checked out State Street yet, go ahead, take a ride. It's so smooth. You're going to love it. We are going to put some temporary crosswalks there. We can't paint what we want to paint right now, but we are going to put some temporary crosswalks there, and then we'll come back and do them after the street gets to sit for another 30 days. But we will have crosswalks for downtown trick-or-treat and for this weekend. So that finishes our paving season this year. We did 17 streets this year, and over the past 3.5+ years, we've done 62 streets, 15 miles of streets and sidewalks. So again, hats off to the DPS. And now we get to start planning for next year, right? And the whole part of having this transparent plan that we put on our website is that we can do the planning ahead of time. So we'll start planning now for next paving season. We'll set up any neighborhood meetings that need to take place, and then we'll go from there. So we're really excited, and we're already thinking about next year.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, an ordinance before the city council would ban Bitcoin machines in the city of Peabody after residents have lost well over $100,000 in scams involving these machines. Councilors voted unanimously Thursday night to draft and advertise the ordinance change, banning all machines that sell virtual currency, including but not limited to Bitcoin. They're expected to adopt the ordinance in a later final vote. Peabody would become the third city in the state to implement this ban. Gloucester and Waltham both approved similar bans last month through ordinances Peabody used to model its own. And the Gloucester Times report that in Essex, when all was tasted and judged, one restaurant came out on top when its chowder was tasted against seven other competitors at Essex's annual Celebration of Clams. The highlight of the day was the ever-popular clam chowder competition. A panel of judges selected the winner of the Judges Award, while the public voted for their favorite to win the People's Choice Award. The James Pub and Provisions of Essex took the top spot in both categories. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, there are only two unbeaten high school football teams remaining on the North Shore after this past weekend. They're St. John's Prep and Amesbury. Marblehead was tagged with its first loss of the season Friday when Masco came from behind for a 45-42 win over the Magicians. And the Prep beat Malden Catholic 37-12. Amesbury dominated Ipswich 47-7. Most area football fans remember the dominant Everett High School football teams of the past 20 years. Over the past weekend, Lynn English beat Everett 50-35. The Bulldogs trailed at 1:21-6. English quarterback Shane Knowlton-Simard scored 6 touchdowns in the game as Lynn English scored 38 points in the second half. The Endicott college football team went on the road and dominated league rival Nichols 56-3. The Gulls feature a strong running game this year as they now stand at 6-1, 4-0 in league play. Brian Ferrara of Woburn had a monster game as he rushed for 247 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Northeastern Conference Cross Country Championships were held yesterday. In the boys' race, Beverly's High School Charlie Bosler was the top runner. In the girls' race, Marblehead's Marietta O'Connell came in first. In the pros, the Patriots won their 5th straight game Sunday, 32-13, over the Cleveland Browns. Celtics, now winless with 3 losses, lost to the Pistons yesterday, 119-113. Celts road trip continues tonight in New Orleans. And the Bruins were off Sunday. They play in Ottawa tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.